Parents and students rallied at the Seattle School Board meeting yesterday to protest what they say are lunch and recess periods in elementary schools that are way too short. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, parents say some students get just 5 minutes to eat.
Kai Hollick is a third grader at Whittier Elementary School in Ballard. He says since his lunch period got shortened to 15 minutes this year, he hasn't been able to finish his meal before it's time to go to recess. And that's not enough to keep him going.
When I get all the energy out, I usually get really hungry. It's so hard to concentrate when you don't have food that has given you energy for a while.
Kai says if he stays late at lunch, he misses out on recess. And he says it's even worse for kids who have to stand in line for hot lunches. Once they've made it through the lunch line, they often have only a few minutes to eat before recess begins. That conflicts with Seattle School District policy, which requires at least 20 minutes of eating time at lunch. Now a group of Whittier parents has started a popular Facebook group on the subject and surveyed parents and staff at elementary schools across the city. Mom and organizer Deb Escher says they found that 50 elementary schools appear to be violating the district's lunchtime policy. Escher says observations of lunches at Whittier show that students who stand in line for hot lunches often have only 4 to 7 minutes to eat by the time they sit down. She says those lines are longest at the schools where most students rely on free and reduced price lunches.
The kids who may not have another opportunity for a healthy meal during the day, they're the ones who suffer most. And this is a real disadvantage to the kids who are on the free and reduced meal program. And I think the district needs to address this not next year, but now.
A spokeswoman for Seattle Public Schools declined an interview request, but said in a written statement that the district takes the issue of lunch and recess time seriously and has formed a task force to address it. The spokeswoman wrote that school leaders report giving students 20-minute lunches, but that the district is reviewing how much of that 20 minutes is spent getting kids to and from the cafeteria. The district task force is scheduled to make recommendations to the superintendent in a year and a half. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.